But you can tell by the crowd roar that the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, Brennan Sonny, is here to join us.
Croaks. He's pumped.
Oh, I know. He's pumped. There's more than just Croaks that's pumped here. Let me tell you that right about now. Great start to the game here tonight to be able to get a 4-0 lead like that. To say you guys were ready to want to finish this thing off tonight is an understatement.
Yeah, it came out. I thought we did a pretty good job all series of starting games. And then tonight, it was great to get that lead. It just makes it easy.
And then they were trying desperately to try and do something. But again, as has been the case all series, you seem to have an answer for what they were trying to do offensively and just really didn't give them a whole heck of a lot again.
Yeah, I mean, they're fighting for their lives, right? So they're going to do anything they can to try and get back into it and try and come back. So you have to know that. Yeah, our guys are wise enough to understand what they need to do and what they need to defend and, you know, how to manage pucks, and I thought we did.
And were you happy with your how your discipline was tonight?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we stayed out of it. I mean, that's, like I said even before the series, that's just not our thing. We're a focus on the moment. What do we need to do now to win?
Adam? Yeah, and just how big of a grind was that series as a whole? You look at PA, and had Richie not missed 22 games, you're probably not even playing them as the eighth seed, and how good Max played. Just how big of a battle did those guys give you over there?
Yeah, as advertised, like I said the other day, I mean, they put everything they had into it. There's no question about it. Very physical, big grind. Max was awesome, like incredibly awesome. Definitely showed why he was their MVP. And it was definitely hard fought.
And with Minton specifically, I don't want to say the offense is secondary, but I know he wanted to score or whatever, but just how good was he in the series just all over the ice?
I loved his jump tonight to start the game. Yeah, I mean, you're asking me to go back in my mental file cabinet 5 games ago for how Minton was. But, I mean, he's a force every time he's on the ice. That's why he takes key faceoffs. That's why he's out against top lines. Like, he's a heck of a player.
Well, give Adam here a lot of credit for the keys to the game. He felt one of the keys tonight was going to be getting offense from Minton, Lizowski, Suzla. It was just a matter of time, and boom, boom, they end up with 6 scoring points in the first period. So you knew it was just a matter of time before those guys got involved in your scoring.
Yeah, so we've already talked about Minton, but, I met with Lizzo the other day, and I said, man, you're playing unbelievably hard. It's sometimes it goes in, sometimes it doesn't, but the way you're playing is you're playing right, and so you guys look at his points. I look at some of the back checks he had. It was incredible. Like, he made up 25 feet on a guy for a breakaway and knocked it away. So it's not all about points. We are a team. And if you're a teammate, you do what it requires at the time, whether it's offensively or defensively, to help the team win. And that's what Lizzo showed in those back checks.
Little things like, okay, so now it's 4-2. They're going to put the pressure on. Vaughn Waterroot makes a play that's unbelievable by knocking a puck out of midair, sending away Wong for an empty net goal, takes the pressure off in the end.
Yeah, for sure. Heart rate increased a little bit at the 4-2 goal. But I think even the bench, everyone, we were just confident.
So it's Red Deer, again, second year in a row. Everybody here in the building wants to know about guys like Armstrong and Gardner, how they're doing. I know what the answer is. You just can't really tell me very much. That's going to be up to Blaine White, your trainer, your athletic therapist.
I said hello to Whitey, but I haven't talked to him about anything yet. So maybe I'll see him later.
I'm sure you will see him a little later. Congratulations on winning the first round. Best of luck coming up next week against Red Deer.
Thanks, and thanks for coming. What an awesome crowd. It was so loud. That was fun. We'll see you next round.
All right, Brennan Sonny, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining us.